Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
All right. I think that's everybody in.
Yep.
Sure.
Okay. You're okay, bug. You're okay. Oh, sorry, I'm not muted.
You go, boy.
No, it was soothing. It was just my homies telling me I'm okay.
It's even recorded. Okay. You can listen to it over and over and over again.
You're okay, dog.
In one session. Wow.
Everybody right there is going to hold his action. Bring us to... this one. That is going to repeat bonking Jesse with a mace. That was moderately effective the last time. Let's try that again. There's only three successes of smack Jesse with a mace. Dice number two drop for the night.
And that's three successes to dodge with the one.
All right. So yeah, he goes to swing a mace at Jesse again, and she ducks.
Gonna spit on him. Like, right in his face.
I'm pretty sure the spit goes through him because he's only corporeal to prime damage.
Disrespect is the important part.
Fair enough. I need a perception awareness from... I think... all of the mages except for Chase, but I think all of you have got at least a little bit of correspondence.
False.
Oh, that's right. Chase does have some correspondence now.
No.
No, nope. Tiernan doesn't.
Tiernan doesn't.
Okay, I thought Tiernan had core one. I'm sorry.
Talked about it, didn't pull the trigger, and then we started a combat.
Gotcha. Okay, so Jesse, Olathe, Astoria, assorted pets, blah, blah, blah. Give me a perception awareness at a difficulty of 8.
One success from Jesse. Unless, minus 2 diff?
Not for this.
Okay, one success.
You said, familiars too?
Yes.
Earthbond, question mark?
Actually, I will give a straight 6 to the doggo because he can, in fact, see them.
No Earthbond, but 6 anyway.
Still Earthbond?
Yeah, I guess Earthbond as well.
Oh, neat. I suppose not hidden magic this time, then?
No, because he's looking straight at him.
4 successes for Astoria.
One for River. I have a really stupid question that I think I know the answer for. Do I get three rolls because I have three Olathas?
No.
All right.
Six successes for Samson.
Okay.
Three successes for Olathe.
Three for turn.
Okay. The two surviving mages are casting correspondence together to vamp the fuck out of here.
Can I counter magic that?
Yeah, I sure love that not to happen.
Jesse cannot because you dodged. That was your reaction.
Astoria I hate them.
Can attempt, and Olathe can attempt.
Let's attempt.
Cool. Actually, use your resources.
Time to use some resources. We have a willpower. And this would be what? Core 2?
Resources? I haven't had those in years.
Correct, Ben? Core 2?
Yes.
Okay, so then...
Two quint and willpower.
Yep, two quint and willpower. Okay, reroll the 10.
So, six successes from Olathe.
Okay.
4, 8, 9, 10, 9 for Astoria, so six as well.
Okay. That is just enough to stop them from getting out of here. That is going to be Birdo on deck. Or Tiernan. Y'all have the same.
Not me thinking you meant me.
not you.
I was like, damn, that came up quick. I thought I was lower.
It'll be either Tiernan or Taren.
The T squad.
Do we have eyes on the actual versions of the hostiles? Is it this one?
Yeah, I clearly would not be able to see them from where he is, but that is where they are at, yes.
Yeah, it's still going to lead to him walking in. There's not really a sprint action, is there?
Yeah, you can spend your entire movement or your entire turn moving and have double move speed. If you're doing,
I think that's it. Moving. I think that's it. Get some giddy up.
Okay. Oh, I need to mark that guy as dead. Oops. That guy's dead. Okay. Taren Bird.
Some giddy up from Taren as well. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can I have some visibility before I finish my movement?
So, those are stairs that lead upstairs, and directly in front of him is a wall. Right.
What?
That's a wall.
Oh, is this not the correct way to go? That
you would like to go that direction.
Correct.
Ah, okay. I did not realize those were stairs.
Yes.
I just thought that was brick going down that way. Okay. Will you allow me to rescind that?
Yes.
Okay. So go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That is a post, so I'm going to put him right there for you.
Okay, I can't see him anymore, just for your awareness. Ah, I see. And I would like him to fly relatively quietly, so as... Well, probably a correspondence mage, but so as not to alert them as much as possible.
Okay. Jesse.
Okay. Dude is still right in front of me, right?
Yes.
Attacks of opportunity are real, right?
No.
Oh, no, so I can just walk away. I'm gonna hit him anyway.
Tracks.
It said that was this dice. Hello. Tens reroll for hit.
Yep.
Well, I hate that. I think that's 3 successes to hit.
Two successes to dodge, so roll me flat damage.
Five damage. And the weapon does have Jesse's harpoon. We're going for a swipe. It does have an enchantment for prime, so it does damage to everything.
Correct. All right. The illusory shape in front of you gets more transparent, like it is fading away. Chase.
It's fate, baby. Initial D's Deja Vu just started playing. I'm going to be expending both of my rage actions to double and then double again my move speed as per Quicksilver.
Yep.
I have measured it out. That is 19 of my 20 squares of movement.
Amazing.
7 successes worth of stealth. Do they notice Chase?
Great question.
More importantly, does she notice Chase?
Right. She does not. She's a little bit more aware than he is, so let's see. As befits the sniper. By the power of exploding tens, just barely.
Okay.
Well, is she, what kind of armor does she have?
Pretty similar to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like mixed plate and chain.
Okay.
I would like to be using violence as a focus here.
Okay.
I would like to peel that open. To open a unarmored spot for striking.
Okay.
And obviously I'm going to be expending resources about it. 3 quintessence. Because I got plenty of that. 1, 2, 3. And a willpower. Bringing me to 5 successes.
Okay. So that is enough to negate her armor advantage.
Mm-hmm.
There goes dice number 3.
And last essence of Samson's stuff to reroll that. We can do better than that. There we go.
Dodge.
9 successes.
Roll me flat damage.
God damn.
her dex stat is magically boosted by a lot.
It'd be like that sometimes. Ugh! 3 ag damage.
Ouchies. Yeah, she screams a lot as your sword kind of punches through her gut and starts unraveling her pattern. That is an unpleasant experience.
And that'll do me.
Ready? That will take us to this guy. I'm just going to have one more go at Tutorial. Wow, that is a dog shit roll. And 0 out. Which will take us to the one that is facing a Lethal Prime. It is also going to make with the smackination.
He doesn't have to. He's allowed to not. I know he's going to, but...
He found the hit dice, apparently.
But not...
Okay, apparently Letha really wants to dodge. Goddamn.
That is 6 successes of Smack with Mace.
6 to dodge.
That has been the theme of this fight. Letha
7, 6, 7, 9, 10, 10. And then a 4 and a 3. Do what?
A Letha Prime on deck.
Oh, okay.
Rolling.
Rolled my magic to say you're not going to go away. Now I'm going to say I roll my axe to make you go away.
Okay.
Oh, 10's double. Do not re-roll. Let's see. And he has a shield, right?
Correct.
So that brings the diff up by 2, then back down by 2 for the axe being primed. So back to a 6. 4... 5. 5 thuck.
We'll be damn with plus 4. No successes to dodge.
God damn, bro.
Dice number 4! Going for a record.
Okay. Here. So, and it was damage plus 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 4. And then those ones. We're about to have to reset the pile again.
That is a shitty roll. 3 successes.
Okay, that is going to be soaked.
Yeah, shit, he's that roll was. I'm not surprised.
Those two have just been up there bludgeoning at each other for a while now.
They really fucking have.
Very minimal effect.
It hasn't gone great. Gonna be honest. It has not really gone well in either one's favor. Which, like, I'm thankful for, because eventually someone will step in and go, hey, we're here to help, I'm hoping. Even if it has to be a Letha 2.
4 successes from Sartorial. 5 successes from Sartorial to get with the get down.
You got a boogie.
Off here so I can slide all the dice back over.
And dodge. This is getting a little ridiculous. Okay. Jessica is also going to sprint. What the dog doing?
Hoping people have been expending their resources. Have these people been expending their resources? We're going to find out. Mesmerism.
Okay.
On. Definitely not Astoria.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five, six. If she is at six or less willpower, she is now stunned for three rounds.
She sure is.
Samson runs forward and fucking howls. It's very creepy sounding.
Alrighty. Olathe 2.
Alright. Well, Olathe 2 is no longer on fire. Which is, see how positive that is? Very positive. Let's see. And I think, you know what? I'm gonna go with the, because I don't know how many arrows go down there. I know Taryn, Jessica, and Olathe are heading that way. And the outside one is definitely an even fight right now. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. I think I should be able to get to about there.
Okay.
With a double move. Yeah. So that will be Olathe 2's turn.
Move. And Astoria.
Neat. I am going to increase my stamina. And sorry, my dexterity. Not my stamina. Well, I am going to increase my physical stats. I would like to start with dex. I do not want to go above 5. If there is extra, I would like it to go to stamina, if that is okay.
Okay.
Yeah. 1, 8, 10, 10. So 3, 4, 5, 4 successes.
Okay.
I would like to increase that dex. It's a 1-to-1, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to do 2 dex and 2 stamina then. And I would like to move. What's the best way to do this? Well, I guess probably this way. Cool. That's it.
Alrighty. That will bring us to rage actions. Gonna include.
Does that bring us to rage actions?
Does it? I thought it did.
Then then Olathe 3 got skipped.
Yeah.
She moved there after the other guy died. So 5.
Okay. Yeah.
10. 15, 20, 25. 5. I think she should be able to get to here.
Okay.
with a double move, and then she would join in her rages. So.
Alrighty. And this guy is going to have a go at Chase because he just attacked his ward. So we're boogieing on top of the table. That is several tens.
Great. I'm assuming you're already factoring in shield and whatnot. Is Discount Astoria wielding a melee weapon and therefore threatening to...
She is not.
Cool, so...
All these four tens is where they end up.
Five successes worth of please don't stab me.
That is eight successes of smack with mace. So
ow.
Plus one. Okay.
And soaking six.
1 point of lethal.
Ow. Dick.
And because this is more or less the end of all things, let's burn up the last of these time actions. He's going to keep going. This is the moment he's been waiting for.
Well, I don't have more dodge, so there's my next soak.
Okay.
Which will be eight this time.
Okay. Only four to hit, so his damage pool is not going to go astronomical on you. Damage is three. That is going to be one more lethal.
Rude.
Very last thing he's got. One more time.
Oh boy. And only two successes, or two soak this time.
Okay. Five to hit.
Well.
Dice. That is 8 points of lethal.
That's Chase.
Right. You've triggered my trap card. Jesse plays rewind last damage roll, banked time action.
Yep. So, Aletha, you round, or Aletha number three, I suppose, rounds the corner to see the big fella in the armor making a flurry of blows at Chase. Just kind of like whack, 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 with the last being an overhand that more or less explodes his head like a watermelon. It's gory, it's messy, it's unpleasant. It is especially unpleasant for the guy inside the head getting exploded like a watermelon. And then you just kind of see it reverse, as those six damage come back off, as Jesse triggers her payable on death time effect.
Sensualist?
Yeah.
Man, that's fucked up.
I'll allow it, but you absolutely remember the feeling of having your head come apart like a gourd.
Does Jesse...
Does counterpoint. Jesse, did Jesse put mind in that?
Jesse doesn't have mind.
No, but Chase is a mind omage.
Yeah.
So perfect recall. Yeah, you absolutely recall what it feels like to have a mace land on top of your head and turn your head into a pile of confetti.
I get six words, right?
Yeah.
Chase grins through the helmet and says, "Don't worry, you're next."
Alrighty. I believe that takes us to Taren Bird.
Sure does. We never did figure out fly speed. So I'm still going. We're going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4. So that's the full first action, and I've got two more.
Okay.
We're going for Dollar Storia.
Okay.
Oh my god, I love that.
The greatest threat to Astoria, truly, is someone that is alive over there. That could be the source for, or not this one, next source, but the next seat for Artemis. So, we are going to roll several tens about it. What diff is it to hit her?
Diff 6. She can't do shit about it.
She also has a conveniently placed gap in her armor.
Yeah, that's what Taren's gonna go for. With a gore attack. Claws directly into the chest cavity, preferably. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 to hit.
Roll me damage plus 7.
2... 9, 6. Okay. Seven.
Okay. Chase, you're there to see this. As the ringing in your head is fading, you kind of take in the frozen 17-year-old girl in front of you. And she really does look a lot like Astoria. A little bit, like, darker skinned, like she probably spends more time outside than Astoria does. But definitely a cousin. And you can see little pinpricks of tears at the corners of her eyes as she is completely unable to move. As a giant murder bird comes screaming across the room and hits her as a giant murder bird do. Beak first straight into that torn up piece of armor. And she is thrown clear across the room. Impacts the column. And by judging by the noise, shatters most of the bones in her body.
With my remaining two words, would like to add to the ward. Told you.
Turn on Big Fella.
Okay.
Let's see. My dice. 1, 2, 3. What damage? Sorry, what is it to hit him?
It is a 8 to hit him.
8 to hit him. That's unfortunate. 3.
Okay, roll me damage plus 2. He burned up everything he had trying to put Chase down. Well, actively putting Chase down. He just didn't stay down.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right. Let me roll 4 soak. Minus 4 needle teeth.
I don't know if you heard me. I'm sorry. It's minus 3 for needle teeth, not minus 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, he's going to soak that one.
Cool. Next one is 4, 5, 6 to hit.
Damage plus 5.
Okay.
Also, Jesse, I need you to take 2 points of paradox.
6.
Okay.
Ew. God, does that mean you want to know what my paradox is? I guess that answers the question of did Jesse feel that trigger?
Yeah, she would have absolutely felt that trigger.
Would not
have seen it or known who just got clapped.
But the anxiety is real.
Yeah. Alright, he is gonna take a little bit of damage on that one. I need Taryn to roll a soak.
Three.
Alright, Taryn is going to take 2 points of psychic bashing damage of the Hellish Rebuke variety.
2 points of bashing damage. Okay.
His protection's gone. What else you got?
Oh, that's it.
Okay.
That was all the actions. The gore takes both of the...
Yeah. Alright, so for Rage, I think that is going to be Chase next.
Used both of those to get here.
You did, in fact, use both of those to get here. Alright.
I wish I had another one.
Oh, Letha 3, then.
Mm-hmm. I survived. Also, since Letha 3 was, like, skipped or anything, I do want to note that River also used Healing Lick during that time.
It's valid.
That guy's pretty tore up, right?
He's injured.
Okay. I'm assuming I'm going to have a difficulty to hit based on people in the way?
Correct.
So, first one to there. Actually, no. First one... Yeah, I think it leaves me just, like, just short.
So the second one is the finishing the step up and swing.
Okay.
Does he have a shield?
Yes.
Okay. So that makes it a diff 6 again. That is 3 to hit.
Alright, roll me damage plus 2.
Okay.
And plus 2. And 1, 2, 3, 4.
4 damage.
Okay.
Huh. I'm going to assume he soaks it.
Correct.
Okay.
And then we'll go again. There we go. That's better. Hit. 7, 8. 8 hit.
Okay, roll me damage plus 7.
And then adds 7.
Much better, much better, much better. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9.
Alrighty.
That goes here. Die has some moment.
I need Olathe to roll a soak.
Okay.
Six soak.
Okay.
Third time I've rolled a 6 on soak.
Kind of come at him with a flurry of axe blows, trying to find an opening. His armor is pretty stout. His shield is broad, and he's a big dude. You finally manage to slip in and sink the axe in the side of his neck. And feel a Arate rush of mind magic, hellish rebuke style, trying to batter down your psychic defenses and manage to shrug it off. He staggers back, falls to the floor, and more or less with his last dying breath, is trying to crawl over to the girl he swore his life to protect. And when he dies, Olathe Prime and Jesse, all of these copies disappear. And he pretty much bleeds out just as he manages to crawl over to her dead form.
First of all, does that end combat?
That ends combat.
Cool. Olathe's going to be talking to two people at once, asking Chase if he's all right, and telling Jesse, you saved Chase, are you okay?
Y'all don't have a mind link.
So
to myself.
Jesse... Oh, valid.
Yeah, Olathe Prime is asking Jesse. Olathe 3 is asking Chase.
Hey, God. Yes. You know how I just got those two paradox for that time rewind? Mm-hmm. I've got 7.
Okay. Let me roll that for
so,
you real quick.
So, before I answer Olathe's question, let's see if I throw up.
Very valid. Jace's answer is a little banged up, but he is going to go move to retrieve Great Value Brandistoria's head.
Fair. Olathe's doing her first move of start checking on people.
There is the fishy dice.
Fishy dice. Very nice.
You said seven?
Yeah. One permanent, six temporary.
That's an 18, so you are Woo! Still trucking.
Yeah, Jessie's gonna, like, wipe her forehead with, like, the back of her hand and kind of drop the spear at her side, not like drop, but like let the arm hang. And she's gonna go, that was Chase that triggered that? Is he okay?
He's all right. A little shaken, I think, but he's headhunting.
God. Okay, what are we. What's left to do here? Are we gonna loot this place? We gonna get the fuck out of here before they send someone else? I felt them trying to leave.
Look to Astoria. I'm assuming there's some stuff you'll probably need from here.
Yes. Maybe you'll find a photo album.
That's gonna get a small spark from Olathe.
Yeah, Jesse's gonna
Astoria just kind of stares blankly at Jesse.
You know, like the one I got.
As this conversation is going on, Sitario is slowly walking towards Olathe. To magic bond with a helmet shut with matter and severed discount of stories. Okay, yeah, that'll do you.
Making a carrying case out of the helmet, basically.
Jessica makes it around the corner down here to see that happening. And this guy... going to return to Astoria's side. Awaiting further instruction.
He is going to be dismissed with a thank you for your service and an additional point of quintessence given from Astoria. Sorry, a task, just because that's easier to do.
He makes a kind of a weird, dramatic, like, stage bow. My pleasure. And then with a kind of rude burst of hot air, kind of throws both of y'all's hair into disarray.
Whoop. Astorius is in battle braids.
Yeah.
They just wiggle a little. And probably gonna put Sitario back where he came from, just in case.
I'm gonna say, does Sitario start talking to Olathe, or is he about to attack her?
He is just staring intently at Olathe, slowly walking closer.
Curious, but standing ground? Olathe, too, will be kind of moving to join.
Sitario.
No verbal response.
Cool. Time to go back. She switches into his little demonic language. And with Artemis's help, begins to send him back, because I've got, like, 3 minutes and something seconds left. Better to do that now.
Question. So, we're outside, right? Like, this is all where Jesse can see it?
Yes.
Is this Jesse's first time seeing Sitario? Because last time it was... Yeah, I was about to say, last time it was in, the fucking Umbra, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so Jesse looks very, very confused.
for reference. Like, that is more or less what he looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Jesse, with her confusion, she is, like, obviously she had seen him during the battle, but, like, it's clicking for her now. Like, as far as she knows, that's Seth. So, kinda. She's very confused right now, and very, Lots of negative emotions happening right now. She's not like interrupting or anything like that, but it is like written all over her face that she's very conflicted on how she feels about what's happening.
Is going completely unnoticed by Astoria. She is entirely focused on Sidariel.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I figure Olathe is there and might notice. So I wanted to make sure it was out.
Astoria. Roll spirit with double dice pool.
Olathe is going to probably ask while that's going on of, like, is there something you need? She doesn't really trust the spirit, but, like, it is attached to Astoria. Theoretically will listen to Astoria and not attack Olathe.
Free.
Out of character, is there a reason that that should be Olathe's job that I'm missing? Other than, like, kind of family thing, but okay.
You're just the closest convenient target right now.
Oh, okay. Has Astoria talked about freeing him to Olathe?
I don't know, actually.
I don't either.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, I don't think she has.
How long is this occurring over, by the way?
Pretty short span of time.
Okay.
You're busy.
Yeah, I'm wondering if the magic to pull him in goes off before Olathe responds again.
Likely. Sorry, cool. I'm looking at dice.
Figuring it out why how the fuck I'm answering this thing.
Seven successes plus a willpower. Oh, hi, Squeaks.
Okay.
So eight. Squeaks, please.
That is just sufficient.
With a response of, you know I can't do that right now.
You just hear a, kind of an unholy screech that is a combination of rage demon and, like, nails on metal. As he disappears in a puff of smoke.
As that happens, Jesse is going to step forward. And she's going to go, was that Seth?
Kind of.
Confused look deepens. Not the answer she expected.
Not the human part, at least.
Is he a threat to you if he is freed?
Shrug. He's a threat to all of us if he's free.
there, demon.
Bird, real quick. He's from the seventh circle, right?
I believe that one is the circle of violence, yes.
Yeah, he's a demon of the circle of violence. It's unlikely he's pleased about being bound for this long. If he's freed, he's a threat to everyone.
Delightful. Alright, well. That sounds like a future problem we'll need to deal with.
He remains bound.
Are we done here? I want to go home.
Not yet. And Astoria turns to go inside the building.
Jesse's gonna like watch her walk toward the building and then look around and then shout back, I'm gonna stand guard.
I'll stay with you. And Olathe too will stay with her. Olathe Prime is going to follow Astoria.
That's one success on a correspondence prime surveillance of the area. We are watching for magical effects.
Okay.
And Chase is going to say to Olathe, now that mission accomplished, do you have any ibuprofen? I got a headache.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, you're welcome.
First thing Jesse is going to get when she comes into view is a firm, crisp fist bump.
Fist bump.
Thanks, that by the way.
Two suck of healing.
That's the exact amount that Chase needed.
So she's going to give him kind of like a pat on the head like you would a little kid.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess while that's going
like
on.
A lot. Yes, yeah, here it is.
This is considered a somewhat holy place for me. What's books on the wall, fucking relics, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, and you walk into the holy place to see Chase sawing this chick's head off.
I'm going to give that a vivid look of disgust, and
it's more just on. A quick shunk from the bottom of the helmet.
It's still a look of disgust.
Yeah.
One of the Olathes is going to start looking around and seeing if there's any of the armor we can salvage, by the way. Armor, weapons, things of that nature that are magical and ones we don't have to make again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fancy books or relics.
Yeah.
I'll be disappointed if someone doesn't include that.
That's true. Olathe does work for, like, library, the group, so, like, probably that as well.
So does Astoria. Astoria is looking specifically for like Artemis related artifacts that they might have stored here. And Artemis is still here until the 4 minutes are up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will get y'all a complete list of stuff after session. Give me perception investigation. Each of you, that is going to be stuff hunting.
Do I get a bonus for having multiple Olathes?
Bruh.
Come on. I gotta try. Like, no is an answer, but it's literally two sets of eyes.
Does anybody prevent Chase from going outside?
Nope.
Cool. We're going somewhere over this way.
Okay, just be careful. They might send reinforcements.
Yeah, I'm watching.
Thumbs up.
Here's a fun one, Benji. Can I get a lower or higher dice, like a lower difficulty or higher dice pool for rank in a hermetic sanctum?
Sure.
It's just one, so...
lower your difficulty by one. So diff 5 for perception investigation.
Woo! Take rank, idiots! Fucking needed it, that's for sure. 3 successes.
Okay.
That's a lot of... That's a lot of success, but a lot of one.
What diff?
Yeah. 6.
Four from Astoria, 4 from Terran.
Okay, Olathe.
I typed it in. 5 for River, 2 for Olathe. Also, is anyone else hurt currently? Because Olathe will be fixing that.
Yeah, Jesse's beat the fuck up.
Yeah, then.
We got 3 points of lethal. Jesse's like outside with a fucking black eye and blood.
Yeah.
Like...
Are you just like bleeding profusely? Have you been healed at all? Because
I have been healed. Yes.
Some, yeah.
She's got some also... mild head trauma. It's fine.
That's 4 healing, so.
Oh my god, thank you. In what way? How are you doing this? Are you blowing smoke on me? Are you doing psych damage while you heal me?
You know, I'm tempted to now, but bitch. No, probably just bandages and healing.
Okay.
Wrap a bandage around it quickly and use the herbs and mixture to heal you. And then, oh good, that's clean. Then, you know, unwrap it so you're not just half a mummy.
But we can leave the mummy wraps. That's cool. That's cool.
No, we're sending you back mostly fine.
Oh, yeah, they're going to come off before we get home. Lachlan can't see this.
Exactly. They don't need to stay on now, so I can clean them and reuse them. So, give them back. I'm trying to steal my shit.
Is that sanitary?
With magic, probably, yeah.
With magic or... Magic, alcohol, or really well-boiled water. Can be.
It was mostly a reference I was hoping anyone would get. Thank you both for not getting it, I guess.
You're welcome.
I did, but Victoria wouldn't.
Yeah. Thank you for it was a Tarzan reference. You got that right.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Sure didn't.
Yeah,
I've been told I didn't have a childhood, so I don't know what you want from me.
When the elephant, when they're little babies, they're about to get into the water, he goes, "Are you sure this is sanitary? It looks questionable to me."
Yeah, so you are healed with some of that stuff, and then Olathe will probably end up working up cleaning that later.
Story is gonna have to take a beat to heal Terran too, since he's got ag damage.
Yeah, I can't do that.
And I believe that would have progressed at least another one. Is that?
Then are you muted?
Won't say that one more time.
The ag damage would have progressed one, right? Because there's time after the battle that didn't. Okay, so that's 3 ag and 2 bruised. nice. 0 out in the first one. I'll take my fucking paradox.
And even with the bigger dice pool.
I don't get the bigger dice pool for this. It's just for spirit, I think.
Does it not count for spirit being part of the healing?
Yes.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I got you.
Wow. Never mind on that. I'll take that paradox off. That is 1, 2, 3. Reroll the 10s. 2 successes then.
Okay.
Which would take off of when the egg raided. Fucking lot of ones again.
If you're gonna zero out, River's gonna redo that for you.
It's not, it's another one success, so not enough to take off. I guess I could take off the... No, I can't take off the bruise because it goes from the top. So I've got one of two. God, the fucking ones tonight. Three, four. Three successes, so that'll take off the other two egg.
Okay.
And then we're just gonna... Yeah, cool. That'll be enough to finish off the bruised. I got one, two, three, four, five. And then back to search.
Okay. I will get the full details of the results of the search for you guys later, but after searching and looting, any further plans before getting out of this place?
Other than checking for fucking information about, like, where other people and their movements and stuff might be, if they have anything like that, and checking for, like, secret sanctums.
Okay. We'll include that in the investigation results.
Yes, but they're sneaky.
All right. Anybody going to go investigate what Chase is up to, or y'all just going to wait for him to come back?
I was going to say, before we leave, if we could have our time mages obscure what happened here, that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun. Tiernan gets to teach Jesse how to do something.
Ooh.
Also, is Chase's whatever the fuck sneaky shit he's trying to do right now, isn't he, like, right next to Jesse?
I think he's with Jesse and Olathe. Oh, did he wander off from the two of them?
He wandered off. Okay. That's why does anybody prevent Chase from leaving?
No, I missed that part. Jesse would yell after him and go, "Where the fuck you going?"
I'll be back. It's fine.
I ain't got another rewind set up. Don't go too fucking far.
I'm not, but, you know, it's fine.
He's gonna go do something with that head.
I don't want to know.
That's why I didn't tell you. And he keeps walking.
Why didn't fucking ask? Did he talk to a story about... Did he talk to her about that head at all? Does she need that?
Didn't seem to.
Which part? Does she need it or did he ask?
He didn't seem to really talk to her about it.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Took a head, complained of a headache, got the headache fixed, and is now hiding into the woods with the head.
Jesse's gonna yell into the building, "Storia, Chase took the head!"
Didn't we all watch that?
Yes.
Storia was with a demon.
Say, y'all probably saw him walk out with it.
The demon and the healing happened more or less simultaneously, but as the investigation starts, Chase just picks up the head and starts walking out.
Right, so Jesse assumes Astoria didn't see him walk out with the head because she's busy. So she's letting Astoria know.
Fair enough.
Chase walked out with the head.
As long as it's disposed of.
Okay, cool, properly. Cool, cool. Heard.
Astoria is going to do some spirit magic on the bodies to make sure that the spirits can't be brought back inside them and revived.
Okay.
Yeah, Can't we just burn them?
Well,
I suppose it's going to be less secret then.
Oh.
We do a little necromancy. It's no big deal.
Okay. What you doing then?
This
is why Jesse said something.
Given that Astoria was investigating first, I suppose when she goes for the spirit sealing, she'll probably find that the spirit of Discount Astoria has been invited back into the head.
That will definitely prompt a chase. What you doing?
He left. Yeah, he's outside.
Jesse points in the direction he went. That way.
Oh, cool. God. Are we calling this and starting here next session, or are we doing this now?
I would like to do this now.
Okay. Cool. That is going to be the two quintessence needed to reduce it to a diff 3, because it's spirit 2 to invite a spirit. During the investigation, Chase would like to first attempt to contact definitely not Astoria, and invite her back into her own head. And failing that, is going to use more mundane methods of matter and mind to read the brain wrinkles of the dead body.
Okay. She's not going to voluntarily come back.
Fair enough.
Just going to say to probably just straight up empty air, you can either answer my questions yourself, or I'm going to do weird shit to your skull. Assuming that does not get a response, it's on to phase 2.
Okay.
Which is getting the head out of the thing and painting on corpse skin.
Alrighty.
So I suppose Astoria will not find that the spirit has been invited into the body already in that case. Or rather, not find that there is a spirit in the body. I don't know if she would be able to tell if it was an attempt has already been made or not.
Likely no. You're probably doing this as she's searching, though, so this is almost certainly happening.
Doing a short ritual about it to basically just try to rip every piece of information possible out of Discount Astoria's head.
All
who she knows, any fancy stuff in here she knows about, what their goal is, what they've been telling her the goal is. Childhood friends, etc., etc. Just everything.
Okay. In short, her life was not dissimilar to Astoria's up until now. Didn't have so much friends. The older woman that you guys killed was her version of Seth. And the younger man that exploded your skull was her expected intended for passing on the bloodline. They trained her very similarly to how Astoria was trained. She dabbled more with prime magic than Astoria has to this point. She had some issues, largely caused by how much she fucked with prime. Paradox scrambled her noodle a little bit. So she had several paradox flaws that she was packing, and quite a bit of it at the end there. And you get a little bit more detail about the ins and outs of the organization. including her memories of that bunker under the mountain, because she has been there once.
And now Chase has been there once.
Yep. So you know a little bit more about that place than you did before. You kind of already know, like, how many people are left in the group and roughly where they are. But you get some more, like, personal details about different people, because this is a large extended family.
Yeah.
She does know everybody.
I'm trying to be able to ask somebody how their son is.
Yeah, you do have a lot of that information. The overriding thing that you get from dicking around in her memories is she wanted exactly none of this. She did not want to be in this situation. She did not want to have Artemis's powers. She wasn't even that invested in being a mage. She did not want to do this at all. But did not really have much of a choice in the matter. Not much more than Astoria had a choice in the matter. That is the theme of this whole family lineage, is railroading teenagers into this. All in all, seemed like she was a fairly decent person who just got stuck with a family legacy she couldn't get out of.
Okay. And then it sounded like Astoria was coming out anyway?
No, if the spirit isn't elsewhere when she's, like, making sure that people can't be revived and have this be an issue all over again, there would be no reason for her to come out.
Okay.
She's assuming you're putting a head on a pike somewhere. She'll probably talk to you about it later. Not like, don't do that, just like a where'd you put the head kind of thing?
He comes back with it. It's back in the helmet and obscured, but comes back with it, puts it in definitely not Astoria's lap, more or less, and you know, checks in on how the investigation is going.
Learn any secrets? Since you didn't pick the head?
A few. Not anything groundbreaking. I think in another life you two might have gotten along.
Shame.
It is. She was just a kid.
So was I.
So were we all.
Can we please go home?
Tiernan, I suppose there's probably somewhat of a burial rite that's supposed to happen here, yes?
Yeah. Yeah,
like
probably.
Any help with the graves?
No. No, I don't. We're kind of chilling for the next while, right?
Hoping to.
Like, how long was the travel here via airship?
3 days.
3 days.
Cool. This is just Chris not remembering. It was crewed by the rest of the gang, but they are stationed on it, right? Like my retinue followers.
I thought you had left them at home to get your new dog
out of the house
set up. Yeah.
It's just been a month. Chris's memory is out.
Yeah, this fight has taken a month.
Do we have one of those fancy doors linked back there?
Back home?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure fucking do. A couple places.
I was just going to say, I was just going to go the path of Tiernan and the other hermetics, just deal with all that. If that is a fine path for everyone else. I don't imagine.
Is like,
if someone wants to attend a funeral, but.
Because Jesse's the other forces mage, and if the man and crew of the ship isn't there, unless they're going to come through the door to help man and get the ship back, Jesse should probably stay for the sake of helping get the ship back.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fine option, too.
Yeah. Whichever one you're wanting to do, Jesse will absolutely go through the door and go the fuck home.
I'm saying, given the chance that there's every chance that more people come here, I don't think we would want to spend super long here doing a burial or anything, and where I definitely don't think splitting up would be good.
Probably more in the funeral pyre kind of situation, and some words said over it as we're like trying to leave.
I was gonna say, it takes a fistful of hours. Are we trying to keep this down to minutes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Deal, pyre it is.
Yeah.
Light it up.
Alrighty.
Grab anyone who's willing, throw their bodies on that pile with whatever looks more personal, not magical relics. And, you know, burn them in a courtyard. It's one I've been teetering on, so I'm just going to approach Astoria with it. I'm still trying to save people. Not sure if that one person was even savable, but one, it feels like a good decision to leave a prime marker here with the correspondence. Find your way back if you need to, because this place might move or get looted. We could just put it on the back of something innocuous that looks like their symbology. How do you feel about a note basically saying, hey, if you want to resign from the other team, show up on some meeting date later?
That sounds like it'd be an excellent way for them to set a trap for us.
Or we could set a trap for them too.
I don't exactly want to leave a calling card for us. Maybe it was just a senseless act of violence.
A senseless act of violence where they randomly... One, they got through a pile of wards. And two... no one's buying senseless act of violence.
Sanctums get looted?
When they're unoccupied.
That's true.
They get kicked over by werewolves all the time.
Does it look like a werewolf was here?
Not yet.
Are you gonna make it look like a... Yeah, there you go.
If we are attempting to make
time
this
warping
not...
werewolves.
Yeah. In order to not make it fairly obvious that we did this, it's going to require a great deal of work, which pushes back the whole leave before reinforcements thing show up even further.
I can do my work from a distance.
They still know you did it then.
That's true. I'm not good at hiding.
Can
we make it look like the Risen Kingdom did it?
It'd be a little far out for them to reach out here.
It's a little far for us to reach out here.
Yeah.
But we had more cause.
Yeah, but they've been recruiting, right? I mean, I think the Risen Kingdom is a great deflection.
I don't think we need to worry about the grand conspiracy of it all. I genuinely think we're more in the line of,
they know they're at war.
Yeah.
like
they've been at war for generations.
Obscure it with us. We don't have to include all the malarkey of
wasting time blaming someone else. Just as long as it doesn't come back directly to us, your families are safe. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Jesse nods and starts pulling her earbuds out, like her like earplugs, and she goes, "Tiernan, teach me how to do this."
Deal. And with that, Tiernan produces teaching how to undo timey-wimey shit. I think broadly that just consists of time too to mess with the what happened here, right?
Yeah.
And I guess prime to keep it for sure there.
Yeah,
prime to make it look like it was not not altered.
Right.
Okay, so that part, how much of this is going to be impacted by Rotten Liar?
Quite a bit of it if you're involved, unfortunately.
Okay.
That affect my stuff or just yours?
It affects both of us if we're both casting together.
Mm.
Yeah, it's rough one. It's a 3-point flaw.
It affects the other people too.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure if it's a ritual, it infects
everyone. Yeah, it affects the whole ritual.
That's bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
What's the impact?
+2 diff.
+2 diff to spells?
Yep, everything. Yep. Everything that involves obscuring or hiding. Or lying.
Have some quintessence about it. Get it done.
All right.
That turning ain't got that.
So I added the two quintessence to counteract the difficulty increase plus a willpower. I believe that is going to be 2 successes from... Jesus Christ, why do we have... Ugh.
Hey, is this enough of a hermetic sanctum when I'm not actively fighting it? Does it count for minus difficulty?
Yeah, actually it does.
What am I back down to? I start at 5, it goes up by 2, I dump 3 quint into it. Am I back down to 3?
Yeah, back down to 3.
It's a math
Simple
problem.
Math.
Yeah, 4 successes. Then I'm
That's fortunate.
Tiernan looks deeply exhausted. He's got 1 willpower standing.
Yeah, Jesse's low as hell too. She's ready to nap on that boat.
Retweet a story is not far behind. I've got 2.
Aletha's sitting here at 3. Okay. Pretty sure I could theoretically pull some back for caregiver or guardian at some point, but
not that you need to mention the whole list right here. Was there a stack of like hermetic 200 level courses or any of that?
Yeah, you do find some hermetic books about magic.
Research materials.
Yeah.
Can I make an argument for a willpower back for Vigilante?
Yes.
8.
Can I get 1 back for Guardian for basically keeping one with the story of the entire one of the copies of the story of the entire fight to guard her?
Here's a silly way to resolve this part. Are we actually gonna have time off? Of like a weekish? All right, never mind. Can I have 1 back for teaching Jesse a time ritual?
Yes.
You did that.
Hold on. I need to make sure before I ask for 1 back as well, I need to make sure I know which one I'm asking for. Because my natures and demeanor are both kind of similar. What you see is what you get or whatever. Okay, so regain willpower whenever your attempts of providing solutions yield immediate results. Can I get that for the time rewind immediately bringing Chase back? And that only being set a couple minutes earlier?
Sure.
Hell yeah.
Could have just solved this by saying you have a week off.
Ned okay. doesn't like to give us time off.
A month just happened.
Almost guaranteed. In real life.
A month just happened in real life, and we spent checks notes.
10 minutes.
30 seconds.
Yeah, I was keeping track of the rounds because I was like, I might like have to lose Artemis in the middle of this fight. No.
Nope.
It was 40 rounds worth of Artemis, and we got through 7.
Someone also mentioned it wrong, just to be clear. World of Darkness time rounds are 3 seconds. D&D is 6.
Oh, so
what?
I thought they were 10.
No. In the book, it states a round of combat can be anywhere between around 30 minutes down to a 3-second minimum, depending on what exactly is going on. So
this felt like usually, 3 seconds.
Usually we keep it at 3 seconds. There was a lot of high-powered time acceleration going on, so like it could have just been 21 seconds. But the book is pretty clear that it is a wide range possible mm-hmm. based on what style of combat you are engaging in. Like a long-running shootout where people are mag-dumping, like that's probably longer than 3 seconds per round. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this fight probably lasted a few minutes. Like, this would not have been quick.
A few minutes isn't quick.
Not a firefight.
21 seconds.
Not about to say, not in a gunfight, it's not.
Then why was Chase limited to 6 words? Ooh.
Now that is your
time breaker.
Anyway. So you guys.
Did I get a yes or no on that willpower back?
Yes, you got a yes. Okay. Everybody that has asked for a willpower so far has gotten a willpower.
Yay.
You guys make your way back to the boat, since that sounds like the consensus for how you're going home.
After a few.
Yeah, no time. Fire. No time for that.
After, and we check for traps.
Not necessary. However, as you walk back up to the boat, presumably checking for traps because you're not stupid. You don't really notice until you're almost to the boat because it's so small. But perched on the handrail of the boat, patiently looking at you guys and waiting, is a mockingbird. And that's where we're going to stop.
You're gonna say Milo, and I was gonna yell at that.